الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين وبعد الله سبحانه وتعالى mentioned many du'as in the Quran and almost all of them are around one subject and that subject is the forgiveness of Allah. Allah taught us to ask His forgiveness because there are only two things that are necessary for the human being. Once a person is born, there are only two things that are among the zururiyat, the necessary things, only two of them, without which a person cannot exist. Food is not one of them, health is not one of them, wealth is not one of them, name and fame is most certainly not one of them. Only two things. The first one is hidayah. The first one is hidayat. To be guided to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the second one is forgiveness. Al-hidayah wal-maghfirah. These are the only two things which are required. If you have all the wealth and health and name and fame in the world and you die without hidayah, you go into Jahannam forever. And if you have none of this, but you have hidayah and you die on iman, then you go into Jannah forever. So the only thing required is hidayah in this life. And after this life, when we die, we need the maghfirat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not forgive us, then no matter how much of good we think we may have done, all our good is adulterated. There is nobody on the face of the earth who can say that his good deeds are pure and that they are worthy of being accepted by Allah. No one can say this. Nobody can say this, not even the Anbiya can say this. Rasulullah ﷺ himself said this about himself. And he said that a person will enter Jannah only by the forgiveness and mercy of Allah. Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha asked him, "You also, Ya Rasulullah?" He said, "Me also." So if Rasulullah ﷺ himself needs the forgiveness and mercy of Allah to enter Jannah, where are you, where am I? Right? So the question is, this forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how do we get it? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sitting in the masjid one day and he said to the people around him, a man will enter just now and he is from the people of Jannah. And the person came in. The next day, the same thing happened. Rasulullah ﷺ was sitting in the masjid and he said, a man will enter and he is from the people of Jannah. And the same person entered the masjid. And the third day, the thing happened again and Nabi ﷺ said, a person will enter this masjid and he is from the people of Jannah, and the same person entered the masjid. And who was that person? It was Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu. So Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhuma, who was one of the young sahaba, one of the khususi talaba, one of the special students of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he is among the ulama of this ummah, and he is one of those who is credited with following the sunnah most correctly and completely. Aisha radiallahu anha said, I have never seen anyone following the sunnah as closely as Abdullah ibn Umar. So Abdullah ibn Umar decided to find out what is this secret amal of Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu, based on which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him the bashara of Jannah three times. So he went and asked Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu to stay with him, and he obviously agreed. So Abdullah bin Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu stayed with Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu for 3 days. And he watched him closely from morning till night. And he watched him closely in the night. And after 3 days he said to him that I came to stay with you because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave this good news about you, about yourself. He gave this bashara about you. But I stayed with you for 3 days and I did not see that you did anything special. He said, I saw that you did the usual amal, the usual ibadat, the usual adhkar and tilawat and so on and so forth, whatever he used to do. He said, I did not see that you did anything special. So why did Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam give this bashara about you? What is it that I missed? And Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu said to him that there is something that you, that I do which you could not have seen. He said, what is that? He said, I do not sleep with anything owed to me. And when I sleep, I do not owe anything to anybody. I fulfill all the debts. So he said, what do you mean fulfill all the debts? He said, before I go to bed, if there is anybody that I have wronged, then I make sure that I have asked forgiveness from them. And before I go to bed, if there is anybody who has wronged me, then I forgive them. He said, I do not sleep until I have forgiven everybody. And if I have wronged somebody, I do not sleep until I have asked for their forgiveness. And he says, obviously, this is an internal amal of mine, so you could not have seen it. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that's why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, maybe that's the reason why he gives bashara. I want to remind myself and you about the importance of forgiveness. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rabbana faqfir lana dhunubana wa kaffiranna sayyatina wa tawaffana ma'al abrar. We make this dua. Oh Allah, forgive our sins. Forgive our sins and let us be among the abrar. Let us be among the pious people when we die and when we are resurrected. And the secret of that is that we forgive others. But many of us are what I call professional garbage collectors. Yeah, that's my term for people who don't forgive, the professional garbage collectors. Because anyone does anything bad to you, that is garbage, right? So why are you hanging on to it? For what? I have given this example many times before. Supposing you are driving on a motorcycle behind a garbage truck. Sometimes it happens, there's a garbage truck ahead of you on the road. And you're trying to pass it and you can't pass it and you're behind this thing and suddenly a piece of smelly, stinking garbage flies off the truck and hits you on your shirt. What do? You brush it off and then you wash your hands and you wash that shirt as quickly as possible, yes? And supposing you are among those, you don't do that. Instead of brushing off that garbage, you rub it into your shirt nicely and every once in a while you smell it and you make a face and you grimace and you say, what a horrible smell. And then you smell it again and again, and every few minutes you are smelling that same stink and you ensure that the stink remains in your shirt, you never wash the shirt. What do you say about such a person? You say, you're crazy, you're mad. I mean, what's wrong with you? What is wrong with you? Why are you keeping this garbage? And why are you smelling it again and again? I mean, go wash the shirt, man. So what do you say about somebody who not only keeps a piece of garbage on his shirt, but he also tells the garbage, the truck driver, please come and dump the garbage in my house. Inside my, not even in the compound, inside my house. Supposing somebody says that, please dump all this garbage inside my house. And you have this huge pile of garbage in your bedroom and you've got your bed right next to that and you're sleeping. What do you say to that? He says, the man is insane. I mean, this is a completely insane person, must be taken and put into the asylum because he certainly no sense. So what should you say about somebody whose heart is filled with garbage? Not only his house, not his bedroom, his heart. All his brain cells are filled with garbage. So-and-so did this to me, so-and-so did that to me, he said this to me, that one said that to me. His heart and his head is filled with garbage. And his whole time goes in thinking about this garbage, who said what and so on and so on and so on. And then the other outcome of this kind of garbage is that then what comes out of your mouth is ghibah. Now the minute you meet somebody and they mention that person, you say, you don't know what he did. This is what he did. He is like this, he is like that, he did this, he did that. So not only now have you collected garbage, but you are now, whatever good deeds you have, you are now giving it to the people you hate the most. Just think about this. Somebody asked Imam Bukhari when talking about ghibah. Imam Bukhari said, if I have to do ghibah, I will do ghibah of my mother, because at least my good deeds will go to my mother. But what happens with ghibah? You know, every time we talk about ghibah, we say, do not do ghibah because your good deeds will go away. But my point is, go away where? Go away where? They go away to the person about whom you did ghibah. Now, who do you do ghibah about? Not about somebody you love, not about somebody you respect. You do ghibah about the person you hate. So now, what sense, how retarded is that? That you want to give your good deeds to the person you hate the most. Completely insane, absolutely insane. And why does that happen? Because you don't forgive. Because you want to live with this garbage and you want to die with this garbage. So not only will you die with the garbage, but you will also die without any good deeds, because all of them have gone to that person who you hate the most. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. So let us remember to forgive. Now, question sometimes somebody asks, even if I go and say sorry, the person won't accept. Now, please understand, it is your job to do your part of the story. Finished. Let that person accept, not accept, forgive, not forgive, that is not your job. Your job is to go and say, I am sorry, whatever I did. As long as you have apologized, as long as you have made an attempt to make amends, inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will free you from that. Your job is over. That person forgives or does not forgive, that's up to them. If they want to carry that garbage, that's up to them. That's their garbage, it's not your garbage anymore. But very important for us to be clear in our minds about this. Because otherwise, please understand, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah forgives the one who forgives others in this world. So what is the other side of that story, if you want to think about that? If you don't forgive people in this world, may Allah protect us, Allah will not forgive us on the day of judgment. Then what do we do? Where do we go? So therefore, I remind myself and you, we need the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the way to get the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to forgive people on this earth. And seriously and seriously and seriously, if you think about it, Allah alam, there are people to whom, and may Allah protect us from all of that, there are people in whose life there are real calamities. That's a different matter. But for most of us, what is this great wrong that somebody has done? Just think about it. What is great wrong? If somebody said something, that's all. It's something which impacted our ego. That's it, period. For 99.999% of the population, all of this garbage about people which we have collected in our hearts is not based on some material harm that somebody has caused us. They did not slaughter your child. I'm not giving examples for the sake of drama. There are people whose children are being slaughtered, and you know and I know that this is happening, right? Alhamdulillah, that did not happen to you. May Allah protect us from this. Nobody came and threw you out of your house and occupied your house. Nobody came and caused material calamitous harm to you. What happened? Somebody said this about me, somebody said that about me. That is all. Other than that, nothing else. And that, our egos, unfortunately, are so huge and humongous, mountainous egos. A mountainous ego is a very strange thing. A huge ego can only exist in a very small mind. That's a strange thing about the ego. Think about this. If you want to bring an elephant into the room, the room has to be big. No, the elephant cannot go into a small room. But the ego is a kind of elephant that exists only in a small mind, in a small heart. The biggest heart has the smallest ego. The biggest mind has the smallest ego. The biggest ego exists in the smallest mind. A person with a big ego is a person whose mind is like a pinhead, whose heart is like a pinhead. That person has a huge ego. So let's try to shrink these egos. And the way to shrink the ego is to open your heart. Become big-hearted. Start forgiving people. Don't look for faults. Believe me, you see what you are looking for. You want to look for faults? You will find faults everywhere around you. This world is imperfect. This world is imperfect. Anyone who looks for perfection in this world is a fool. He's a fool. Anyone who looks for perfection in this world is a fool. We strive towards perfection, but we don't expect perfection. Allah made this world like this. What can we do? The world is full of imperfection. We strive towards, but we try to make ourselves as perfect as we can. But if you want to go around looking for faults, you're going to find faults. You will find faults in people, you will find faults in material things, in whatever, spirituality, whatnot. And at the same time, if you go looking for good things, you will find good things. You will find good things. Our choice. What do you want to spend your time doing? You want to spend your time looking for garbage, collecting garbage, sitting on garbage? Or you want to spend your time looking for good things? Because both are available. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make our hearts big and our egos small. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to put in the spirit of forgiveness into our hearts so that Allah will forgive us on the day of judgment. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to look for good things in people and look for good things around us and ignore the bad, ignore the evil. If you can correct it, correct it. If you can't correct it, ignore it. Because the day when you are dying, when your breath is in your throat, it will not matter what little stuff, whatever was, that is not going to be top of your mind. So forget about that. Don't waste your time. Focus on that which is important, which is the rida of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the rida of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes by being forgiving to people who have done anything wrong to us. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to put the spirit of forgiveness in our hearts, to enable us to seek forgiveness wherever we have wronged somebody, and to have the bigness of heart to forgive those people who have wronged us. And one final word, there's a trend nowadays that people will send, if somebody is going for Umrah or something, they will send one SMS to everyone who is on their phone list. If I have done something wrong, please forgive me. If you are South African, you say, make me maaf. If I have done something wrong. Please understand, this is all nonsense. Right? If you did something wrong, you know what wrong you did. So go ask forgiveness for that person. If I did something wrong, make me maaf. What rubbish is that? This is not, let us not convert this deen into a joke. If I did something, what do you mean if you did something wrong? You know if you did wrong, you didn't do wrong. So what if I did wrong? You go and seek forgiveness from the person who you wronged. It doesn't help and it doesn't serve the purpose by sending a, spam message, thinking that you are not getting anybody's forgiveness, you are actually creating a nuisance for somebody else. No. If you did wrong, ask forgiveness. If you have not done wrong, there's nothing to ask forgiveness. So let us make sure that when we seek forgiveness, that we do it sincerely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that we forgive those who have wronged us, whether or not they seek forgiveness. Don't wait for that person, I will forgive him if he come and ask me. Let him ask, let him not ask. Why do you want to free up your brain cells? You know, brain cells is a finite thing. The only cells that don't replicate continuously are brain cells. And brain cells, you fill them with information. So free up your brain cells. Because if the brain cells are all filled with nonsense, then you have to free them up to do something else. So free up the brain cells. Forget all the garbage that has come, forget it. Forgive those people. Whether they come and ask forgiveness or not is their problem. It's not your problem. Let them ask, let them not ask. If they don't want to ask forgiveness and if they want to die with that, that's their problem. Let them do it. Let them do it. And as long as he or she has not asked your forgiveness, they are going to be doing ghibat about you. Alhamdulillah. Their good deeds keep flowing into your account. What's your problem? Don't worry about that. No problem. Let them keep making. Jitni ghibat kare uta acha hai. Alhamdulillah. So let us ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open our hearts and to enable us to be forgiving, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us when we stand before Him. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya rahmar rahim.